Blog Talk Radio.
You gon' get no matter how you take it. This for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 or out of prison to parole papers. Live and direct, you gon' get no matter how you take it. This for the real and the play haters, the fiends and the money makers, the birth and the breath takers. A 9 to 5 or out of prison to parole papers. Live and direct. Yo, it's your deep thing to keep the heat up with a hot name. I got games, so when I'm in rain, I take aim. I grew up gutter, word to my mother, and still bad. If it ain't a bag in my hand, it's that old school mat. I've been addicted to the good and the bad at the same time. Born raw, delivered uncut, ready for showtime. I'm a whole mind like the fourth in the block. I got this. I'm the desert that's getting hold with hot. Lyrically monotonous, and I came from the streets with that.
James, how are you?
Oh, we're getting right to it. Oh, hello, everybody. No introduction or nothing. Hey, how you doing?
Everybody knows who James is. Like you've been on the show too many times for nobody not to know who you are. Tell everybody who you are since you want to be spoiled. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not spoiled. I'm just used to, like, you talking about yourself. Hey, how you doing? And then, oh, yeah, here's my guest co-host, but since you gave me the floor, I will greatly appreciate and take advantage of it. Yes, I am James Acevedo. I am the new Ms. Lovely Black's guest co-host. I might as well be her co-host because I'm basically here almost every week. So,
you're the guest co-host. So I'll let you have it.
Yeah, but the pleasure is all mine, of course. I don't let it go to my head. I'm very humble man, as you can tell. I love life. I live life every day like that to the fullest, and I miss being on this show, and it seemed like it's been longer than it has been since I've been on this show. It seems that way anyway. So how you doing? Enough about me. Let's talk about your show.
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I've been doing like one show a week lately, but I have a lot of things rolling out, and so I can, you know, I can talk as they come to the forefront, but it's still so much more, and I'm about to be extremely busy, and it's just, it's amazing, man. Like, it's, I can't explain it. So, basically, I pulled both of the books off of the shelves, and I am re-releasing them because I went with a different publishing company. I mean, Money Talk via Walk, and it was, I would be a fool to not have taken the offer that was put on the table in front of me, and so we're going about things a completely different way. So the book was re-edited completely, and it will be re-released Monday, no later than Tuesday of this week. Brand new covers, which is the cover that I have and I'm promoting now, for the first one, and the second one will come out 8 days after the first one. So we're redoing that. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm blessed. That is so major to me. And I actually have been working on an opportunity. I speak to women now on a small level where, you know, if I run into somebody and they want to talk to me about making things happen, and I'm here, I'm their listening ear. You know what I'm saying? And I'm here to assist, you know, women in trying to make, you know, decisions, helping them with their path, right? You know, I don't feel like people make bad decisions. I feel like everyone takes different paths in their life to obtain a certain goal, right? This person's path may be different than the next person's path, and that's why I so hate people in their perception and judging, right? So in corporate America, you know, they train you, perception is everything, and, you know, how you they train you to care about what people think, and I'm just not that person. That's why our show tonight is about people's perception, right? Because it's just getting overboard. And, you know, it's just some things in my life that I just really want to get off my chest, just simply because I don't care. And it just makes me have to explain this to the world. So maybe you would try to see things from my point of view instead of wasting your time. But anywho, I appreciate my haters, and we'll get into that. So, I have the honor now to go to different facilities and, organizations and speak to women, you know, that have, abused, that are in, you know, domestic violence situations, you know, women that, you know, have been arrested due to, you know, sex charges. Like, I get to speak to these women, and I think I'm different because I'm not going in here saying what you're doing is wrong. There's no such thing, but I am going to have them reevaluate their life, you know, because sometimes we're in situations that we feel like we have no other way to reevaluate my life to get on the right track, and I did that, right? And I did that with no help, just, you know, focused prayers, and God strategically placing people in my life to give me the strength to continue the journey that I needed to continue to be where I am right now, right? So that's another big thing that's coming up in the next few weeks, and I'm excited about that as well, super excited. You know, my motto, if I can help just one, I definitely would appreciate it. So between the books and being able to go out and do outreach, you know, volunteer outreach, that's amazing. I'm teaming up with another group to assist with underprivileged kids, but I'll give you more about that as I get closer. And I am running a very huge campaign that is about to take off within the month of July, should be. And I'm excited about that. So I can't really go in depth until the things start unfolding, but just know that I've definitely been working, and I've been, you know, doing everything other than twiddling my thumbs, right?
Exactly.
I appreciate the, you know, my fans and the people that believe in me, right? Because you have to believe in yourself first in order for anybody else to believe in you. So when you're out here, no one believes in you, you know, you have to stay consistent and show them that you're not going anywhere. Like me and Facebook, you know, we had our words. They said what they said. I said what I said. And I just said, okay, well, I'm not going to try to put another Facebook page up. But guess what? My radio show has a sponsor ad. My books have multiple sponsor ads. You know, I still have a group with over 10,000 people in it. I don't have to be there for that train to go, right? It's going to go. So the one thing that I learned is that women, they spend money, but men, they're loyal. And so my team is made up of men that are very loyal and that promote my books and promote my radio show and do what I have to do. And I thank my team so much for running my groups and doing everything when I'm not there. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
I like that. Now I got an interesting question for you.
Right.
Since those two books are now off the shelves, you know, the first two of the Confessions of a Mattress Actress, do they become rare collector's items now because those will never be on the, you know, the marketing block
again? No, because the book is not the book is not edited that hard. It's just really punctuation and things like that that the first editor missed. But it's going to be the same book that's coming out, and it's still Confessions of a Mattress Actress. So it's still the same title, still the same, you know, everything. It's still Confessions of a Mattress Actress. So let's get into this conversation.
Cool.
People's perception, right? So so I was speaking in reference to my book, and I was at work, and someone says, well, what's the name of it, right? And then I gave it to her. And then they go, okay, were you ever in that field? And I say, yes, right? So here's the thing for me. I know that uppity people, they look down on people like me because of who I am, but I'm not a liar. So if you ask me a question, I'm going to tell you who I am because who the hell are you? You're somebody that lived your life, quote unquote, the way that you felt was right, and I'm somebody that lived my life how I wanted to, and I've made more money in my life than you have in yours. There's the bitterness, right? So I say to the person, hey, you know, it's just nothing. It's, you know, the first thing I let her know is, hey, they've already notified, you know, HR and X, Y, and Z. So if you think you want to go that route, nothing happened, right? It could have been the people in my office that notified them. Oh, well, nothing happened. And so, lo and behold, the next day, I was doing something for my job, and I went and met with somebody that I had never met before outside of email. And the first thing this person says is, you know, you really need to not speak about your business to anybody. You know what I'm saying? You know where that's coming from, right? Because the person that I was speaking to first had already been in contact with this person. So the first thing is, you know, you need not to speak about your business to anybody. And, you know, when they're introducing me, it's more so like, yeah, she don't really look like she belongs in this department, right? And so here's the thing. I know that the person wasn't lying because I've heard this three or four times. So let me tell you about people's perception in the office that I work in. Now, I work around a whole bunch of uppity, supposedly, people, right, that works in a department that feels like they have clout because of the department that we work in, right? It deals with the government, so, you know, you got a lot of bougie people. So you have one person that's in here that says, hey, I don't want to move up, I don't want anything. But then the actuality is you got passed over for the promotion. Now you want to leave. Then I have a boss, right? This man tells me one day, he goes, we're having a conversation we had. I was like, they closed the school down where I live when the bridge had collapsed. Oh. And I live in DeKalb County. And so he lives in Decatur. And those are two different school systems but the same county. So I said, they closed our schools down. He said, well, they didn't close mine down in Decatur, so, you know, it's a difference in school systems. And I said, well, damn, I need to take my children over to that school system because I can't stand DeKalb County. And he paused and he said, no, don't bring your kids over to that school system. He says, I pay a lot of money to keep my kids around a certain group of people.
Oh, interesting.
Crickets. So I said, wait, what? And then he walked off laughing. Now, at the time, this quote-unquote mentor of mine that was in the office, I went and had a conversation with her. Now, here's the thing. they don't know me from a can of paint, and they don't know how I operate. So as I'm talking to her, I was visibly upset, and I had tears running down my face. I wasn't upset because of what he said. I was upset because me, knowing me, that if we was not in that building, I would have spit in this motherfucking pig face, completely hawk and spit in his face. But I knew at the same time as I'm saying what, that I can't touch this man. I can't do anything to him. Now, I can go walk my ass down to HR. Then it's going to be a me versus him conversation. And then on top of that, you have all of these things going on, and it becomes a bitter situation. She goes, she has a talk with him. He comes and have a talk with me. But the thing is that the same talk that she had with me, he had the same exact talk, so I know she coached him in what the hell to say. And so I told him, I said, well, you know what? Really, it's not an HR issue because, really, you show me your colors. So now I don't respect you. I don't respect you one fucking bit. There's nothing about this man that I respect other than the fact that I have to answer to you, and I do that to a level that I don't get fired pretty much, right? And so then I'm walking up the hallway, and this idiot is in a room having a conversation with the other guy that works there about me. Yep. And so I'm sitting back like, okay, so at what point do you come to me about what I do or what I don't do? And this isn't the first time. So he's always having conversations because I listen to people and they talk. And you're having conversations with everybody in the office about me and my job except me, right? We're getting there. So I have dreads in my head. My actual hair is dreads. Now, I wear wigs. Everybody knows I'm the wig queen. But I lock my hair at the very beginning of the year. So most of the time, you don't even see me with my regular hair. I have dreads that go down to my shoulders at this point. When I first walked in this office with this dread, this man did not speak to me the whole day. He just looked at me in disgust. That's how he looked at me. Like, she has dreads. Like, you don't belong here with dreads. Like, that's how he looked at me. Now, the VP stopped and said, oh, I like it. I like it. You know what I'm saying? Whether he did it or not, I think he's a pretty genuine guy. Everybody always talks crap about the head guy in the office. But for me, it's like, okay, y'all wouldn't be here if it weren't for him. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things that there's no loyalty in this office, right? And I made a big stink about the fact that I don't want to hear y'all talking about the fucking VP. I don't want to hear y'all planning and plotting to leave him high and dry when y'all get ready to leave this office. I don't want to hear none of that. Because at the end of the day, that means you're disloyal. And if you can talk, if y'all can sit down and talk about everybody to each other and then sit down and look each other in the face, that means that I don't want to be a part of any of you guys, right? So here's the perception. They know of my past. And you would think someone would say, oh, my God, this is a person that used to do porn. And this person got out of porn, went to school, freaking got a career, freaking bought a house, got a car, has her children in her house. All of the things about this situation that you can be positive about, you're not. Mm-hmm. You look at me and say, oh, my God, this person did porn. So what? What's your point?
Exactly.
So when you're here and you're married to somebody that you probably don't even like, you're married to somebody, you're cheating on the side, you're unhappy with your job, you're unhappy about a lot of things in life, so you're so miserable that I'm the topic of your conversation. And I'm just so sick of hearing people come back to me and bringing me the bone about these freaking losers always having my name in their mouth. And so, for me, I was washing dishes today, and I said to myself, it's time to go have a talk with HR. I said it to myself. Now, when I go have this talk with HR, that's going to open up a completely different can of worms, right? When you go and have this talk with HR, because you got to bring it all, and then you putting a lot of things on the table that, you know, by God, it's going to be crazy. You put a lot of stuff on the table. You're putting people's careers at risk. I've never been a punk. I've never been a type of person that wants to make somebody lose something, right? But
I know.
You're so engulfed with what I used to do and how I made it here in the same department as you, and you worked your whole life to be in this damn department, and I'm really here because I just like what I do, and I ended up being here. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It was
exactly.
nothing that I tried for. It fell in my lap, and you try every day so hard. Now, let me tell you, the person that has so much to say, she barely ever have her hair done. She come in here, some of the shortest damn dresses on, and then you have the audacity to wonder why you are being passed over on promotion. See, you have to look at your overall picture, because you sit and tell me, you know, I got dreads, so I don't belong in here, right? So you having conversations, and my boss do it too. He'll send people emails or have conversation with people, you know what I'm saying, to think that you are undermining me. And then they come back and say, well, yeah, he had a conversation and asked us not to do this or asked us not to do that. When you're such a freaking coward, where if you're my boss and you don't want me to do something, you come and say, hey, you shouldn't do this or hey, you shouldn't do that,
exactly.
right? He's a fucking coward to me. And so the respect level that I have for him is just enough respect to make sure that I don't have to like you, as my mentor said. I don't have to like you, but I have to be respectful because we're at work, right? So I'm respectful because we're at work, and I like the company that I work for. But I don't like him, right? You've already showed me certain things you're not going to let come out your mouth if you're not racist. The bottom line. If you're not going to even have a person even attempt to think that you're racist by the things that you say. So we have like Amber Rose. She talks about freedom and not being confined to what everybody else norm is. I have been saying this shit long before Amber Rose even came out. I have been in this game for 17 years. I am not normal. I get it. But guess what? I'm not posing nude right now. I'm not making videos of porn right now. I am doing what I am doing, and I'm using everything that I went through in life to help other people become better people in life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you have everybody that has so freaking much to say about what you do. And it's like, fuck people's perception. Who gives a fuck about what you think and what you feel should be right behind somebody else's life? Let that person live. We were born different. So that's why I don't care. I don't care. And guess what? The people that I know that talk about me, I purposely see them. I purposely smile in their face. I purposely go sit down and talk with them. Because guess what? It's justification knowing that you fucking can't stand my guts. Because I've lived a life that, and I did what the fuck I wanted to. I know I've made more money than you in my fucking life, and right now I'm sitting in the same position as you, and it kills you.
Yeah,
it freaking killed them.
Yep, absolutely. Because they didn't have the guts to do that. They didn't have the confidence like you had to do what you do. And that's the bottom line. They all fixated with, look at her, this, that, and the third, instead of looking in the mirror. And that's the problem with most people in society. Instead of just work on yourself, you know, I got mine, get yours. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, that's the bottom line. Why are you worried about what I got, how I got there? You know, why is that your business? Why is it bothering you? Is it preventing you to put food on the table to support your family? The answer is no. So what the hell are you so fixed on me? And I'm saying this in general to people like us, to people that go out there and do what we have to do. You know, to pursue our dreams, to do what we want and how we do it. And if you're jealous of how we do it, then that's on you. That's your problem, not mine. You know, that's how I see it. I got no time for, as I call, baby bullshit games. You know, you got a problem with me. I've always been raised that you come to me like an adult and say, this is what I got a problem with you, boom, 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 this is why. It don't have to come to fists. It don't have to come to, you know, words, whatever. Hey, you got a problem? Hey, let's talk, all right? Sure. You know, but you do that shit behind my back and blah, blah, blah. No, I got no respect for you. And you want to smile on my face? Nah, go fuck yourself. No, I got no time for that. I'm going to do me, and you ain't going to stop me from doing what I want to do. You hate me? That's fine. You like me? That's fine. I just do what I do. You know, and people, right. I don't know why they have this, and it's a lot. It's not just a small percentage, it's a lot. And that's what really irks me. It's a lot of people out there like that. It doesn't matter what background. It's like all of them. It's like, why? You know, you're looking at my side of the fence. Oh, it's so much greener. Why don't you look at your shit? Maybe you worked on your shit. Hey, yours will be just as greener and better than mine. And if it is, good for you. That's the thing. If it is, you think I'm going to be all fixed. Oh, my God. No, good for you. Good. You should, you know, have your shit straight. You should be happy. You should, because that's all on you. You have control of that. I'm not controlling your shit. That's you. You fixated on me because I'm doing the things I want to do. I did a certain way that you feel is immoral. Uh-huh. And meanwhile, behind the scenes, God forbid, you have a porn stash probably bigger than mine. But yes, you know what's the difference between me and you? I'm upfront about it. Yeah, I got my shit. I got no problem saying it. You? Guess what? You will. That's the difference between me and most people. You know what I mean? I got no problem saying, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I hate. Like, they act like their shit don't stink and they're so high.
Yeah, I was just saying, yeah.
It makes me vomit, yo. It's like, yo, just be real. You know what I'm saying? No, you know, and I'm not saying, look, I'm not saying I'm a saint, but I'm no douchebag either. You know what I'm saying? I'm straight up. I tell you how I feel. You like what I say, fine. You don't. All right, fine too. As long as I could look myself in the mirror and say, this is me. And I can sleep at night. Can you say that, people out there that are like what the new Ms. Lovey Bikes talked about? Get back to me on that.
No, they can't. Because when they get up, somebody else is on their mind. And so, you know, most people's lives, they're miserable as hell. And so they find somebody else's life to talk about because they are so miserable. You know what I'm saying? And so the main thing for me is that you can't brag to me about a house that you got in the country in Georgia because your freaking mortgage ain't about shit. If you stay in the outskirts of Georgia and you got a 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 square foot house, your mortgage is probably $1,100 because the land is the cheapest thing ever when you out here on the outskirts. That's the one thing that people do. They go buy houses on the outskirts. You come over here where I'm at. I'm going to get a house built from the ground up in Gwinnett County. Gwinnett County is one of the most expensive places to get some land from, and they got some high property taxes. Guess what? That's what I want, so that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about hopes and dreams and what you're doing, and then you got the people that some about, oh, well, shoot, I ain't finna have my husband around. Let me tell you something. Most of y'all husband already know who I am. They ain't going to tell you that. Let's start there. Second of all, I wouldn't even want your husband. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I date up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you got to have, listen, I've been dating regular people, right? And men, I know that y'all get mad when I say regular people, but, I mean, you got to think of who I am. I've always dated men with $100,000 income a year or more. And I've been dating regular people, you know, trying to figure it out, and it just doesn't work for me. When you at a certain level, you can't really go backwards. You just really can't. So I do what I do. But first of all, half of your husbands ain't going to steady the pay. Then I only date a certain type of dude. You understand? And that means, you know, whatever it means. So at the end of the day, you can't even stand in the paint with the type of men that I date. So let alone me want your raggedy ass husband. Come on. So let's talk about this. I'm at an event on Saturday. I'm at an event for my job, volunteering, doing some stuff with somebody that works there. This lady, she's a manager, so she mixes and mingles with the people at the Capitol, et cetera, you know, all that good stuff. Now, when I came to the event, I knew who event it was. But me, I'm going to play stupid. I'm an open book when it comes to me and my life, but I'm never open book about who I know. I'm never going to sit down and be like, oh, yeah, I deal with this, I deal with that. You know how many times I've been offered money for a tell-all book? Like, people are dumb. Some of the relationships I've had, you know, went mainstream. Some of the relationships I have, you know, the media knows about them with some of the different, you know, rappers or actors that I've dealt with, and some of them they don't. And it's never blown up to that extent, you know, for it to be something big, right? So I knew the guy personally who actually ran this event. And she goes, hey, you know, X, Y, and Z, he does this. And she was just really bragging on him. So I knew that either she had a crush on him or he done knocked her off. Now, she's married. She's been married for 20-something years. Can't put in past you. Well, she's been married for 10, but been with him for 20-something years. I don't put in past people like you. At the end of the day, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean that you won't cheat. That doesn't mean anything. Because I know what type of person this person is, and he going to give you that penis to get what he needs, straight up. So I digress. So I was sitting down, and we having a conversation. And she was like, yeah, you know, da-da-da. She said, oh, yeah, two-time Super Bowl champ. And I was like, yeah, I know of him. And then she stopped, and she looked at me, and she was like, oh, how do you know of him? Okay, I hate that shit. Don't ever ask me how I know somebody. So I was like, oh, just from around town, right? Left it at that. That bothered her on her mind. She was trying to figure it out. She was thinking. She never said nothing. So I am we're getting ready to go, and everybody that in the organization came and said, you know, thank you, bye-bye, whatever, whatnot. She never shook nobody's hand. She never, you know, she was just like, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. When it came up to this person in question, she was up, hey, bye. You give him a hug. You know, he gave me a hug. So she goes, oh, this is such and such, but I don't have to introduce you because I hear you already know her. Wait, what? So your baby pussy ass sat right here and just tried to throw me under the bus when it came to him to see if I really knew him. So he looked at me and he was like, stranger, stranger. And I was like, hey, what's happening? And so I was like, I like what you're doing here. I tried to take it professional. He goes to look at me and said, he was about to say, you already? And I said, hey, we ain't got to do all that. I cut him off because I know what he was about to say. Like, dude, you know what the fuck I do. But I didn't want her to know how deep I knew him. So I just was like, hey, we ain't got to do all that. Telling you that I like what you're doing here, and I promoted the event on Twitter and Instagram. And he goes, okay, he shook my hand. And then he left, and I started talking to him. He didn't leave. I started talking to his son. So, you know, that was that little slick shade. Like, bitch, I know his son. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you want to go with me? He was like, yeah. And then I laughed it off, and I thought to myself, I said, now, if I leave out of here or say, come on for real, then that's going to really be a whole nother discussion. So when I got in my car, I immediately texted him and said, hey, I just told her I know you from around town. Nothing in particular. So he started laughing, and he was like, yeah, what she was fishing for? You know what I'm saying? I said, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I picked that shit up and was like, bitch, wait, what?
Exactly.
Here's the thing. You corporate individuals that listen to this show, listen.
But you do.
The people that you know them on the level that they want you to know them on. You're not going to know them on a business type level or even personal type level. You don't know who they do or how they do. Most of the people that you know on a business type level, when it comes to being here and high in rank or whatever the case may be, a lot of times I know them on a very personal level. Not sexually, but it can be personal. It could be, A, we dated. It could be, A, we hung out. It could be, A, I dated somebody close to them. It could be any damn thing that, you know, has happened. But I'm never the type to be like, oh, yeah, I know him this way. I know him that way. X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't do that. And so I was just so shocked and kind of over this weekend. I'm like, damn, you got this bitch right here that's telling, you know, oh, she don't look like she belong here. And then you look like you hood as fuck. Then you got this bitch right here trying to throw me under the bus. You know, I'm like, you know, he's a two-time Super Bowl champ. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that shit don't make me, you know what I'm saying? He did it.
Exactly.
He's retired now. You go crazy about the simplest shit. You know what I'm saying? I can show you my phone. Right. I can show you my phone, and it's going to be way more superstars than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so if
exactly.
You're getting hyped up by this right here, bitch, I can really change your life if you really want to go there. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is like, you don't even know who you're dealing with or how you're dealing with them, and yet, you know, you just sitting back on some real super petty-ass shit. So these are my experiences, right, in one week. I'm going through, you know, people that are super damn duper miserable, you know. And the thing is that I know you're miserable because all y'all talk about is, you know, leaving the job on your own terms and not being there. And it doesn't say anything about the main boss because he does his job. So if the main boss is holding this entire job down by himself, why are you coming here and knowing what you're doing and you can't do the work that's required? You thinking it's going to be an easy task, but it's not all the time. You know what I'm saying? So when you can't, like, it's just like me having people that work for me. And, of course, they're going to talk shit, but at the end of the day, it's to a certain level and a degree that you're going to not talk shit because you don't have to be here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you're that miserable. I don't need miserable bitches, you know, around me or working for me.
Exactly. You don't need that. You don't have no time for that garbage. Like I said, the baby bullshit, the petty baby bullshit. Yeah, the baby games, as I call it, baby bullshit games. It's just ridiculous.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. People need to focus on just what they gotta do for themselves and stop trying to live other people's lives. What they got going on, you know, people are just too obsessed with other people's shit. Because there's a lot, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that, like you said, they're miserable. They don't love their life. But that's not my problem. That's not your problem. That's theirs. Case closed.
I don't know.
You know,
it's definitely,
you know what
not
I mean?
My problem. That could be as miserable as
exactly.
I want to be. And so,
exactly.
And so really, we wore dreads out that one day. Because normally I wash my hair on, like, a Friday night, and I, you know, retwist it and do what it is that I'm doing to it, and then I'll have it, like, back down. I'll have it back down prior to me going back to work, right? And so that Monday, I had washed my hair, like, the day before. And so I couldn't, you know, put it back down. I had to wear it out at least a day because I don't put heat on my hair. And so I really was going to just wear my hair out for one day. But when he looked at me in such disgust, I wear it out almost every day to work. Anything to get under his skin, I do. And here's the thing. Okay, it's very simple. I can definitely leave this damn department in November. I would make a very huge deal if you would bring me to the table to try to fire me. Like, I really would. So I'm just like, you know, I can move from this location in November. And I can start, you know, posting out as early as, like, October to get a new position. So that's, like, right around the corner. But then you think, like, okay, are you going to make it to freaking October? You know what I'm saying? And then it can take a couple months, like, thereafter that. And the thing is that I like what I do. I like what I do.
Yeah, you love what you do, actually. Yeah.
It's just the people. You know? So a lot of times I go in and I put my earphones in my ear and I just don't talk to anybody unless the big boss, you know, come around the corner and need something, whatever. I just don't have anything to say. Because, one, I don't respect you. You can't respect me to think that you can be my boss and have conversations with everybody else but me about something that I need the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, just after that comment of you want your kids around a certain – and then, you know, this fucker, you were a straight peon. He was like, I don't remember saying it. And I said – I looked at him and I said, I would expect that from you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think he was like, sometimes I try to be funny and it goes wrong and I apologize. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck is funny about that? And then he tried to, you know, say like a slick racist joke about the other guy that we know you love to death, but you know, you're full of shit. You know what I'm saying? And so here's the thing, you can joke with anybody else, but don't joke with me about my heritage and my pride. I come from a place that means so much. I come from my heritage. I come from the background of learning about you people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Our schools didn't teach us the same thing that regular schools taught them because I come from a place of history. I come from the first African-American town established by freed slaves in the South, in Florida.
There you go.
So the things that we learned was keeping us awake. And the things that we learned was knowing definitely to pay attention to people like you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we learned.
Yeah. Real history, not
history.
As as Chuck D would say.
So your perception is never to say, this is how far she came. She came, she overcame, she did this, she did that. Your perception is to say, oh, my God, she did this. You don't belong here, but I'm here. So whatever your plan is, God had another plan for me. And guess what? Here's the kicker. Even if they fire me, guess what? You'll never be able to take away the fact that I still did it.
Exactly.
Boom.
Never.
Still did it. You'll never be able to take
regardless.
That fact away from me.
Exactly.
Ever.
Bottom line.
All
ever,
they tell
ever,
me is
never,
to
ever.
Make sure that I don't do anything to jeopardize the, you know, the company and X, Y, and Z. Whenever I do shoot, whenever I have modeling gigs, I'm covered up.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that I know that I know in high places that, you know, that know that I am where I am. And, you know, give me plenty of warnings. You know what I'm saying? It's people that I know. I have been on a three-way call with someone in a very high position and listened to someone else from there, you know, say indirect things. Well, I mean, she's a nice girl, but I just really don't know if she belongs or if she really fits in. And okay, so how do you fit in? Because y'all don't even know what the hell y'all doing. So you fit in because you wear a blouse and some pants to work every single day and you do all of these things that you talk shit about doing? Is that what? Oh, so that's why you fit in? Fuck you people.
Yeah, because you wear a costume. Because you wear a mask and a costume. Basically.
Right.
And front like your shit don't stink. Front that, like, you know, everything is so, as they say, hunky-dory.
Right.
Yeah, I
man, if you don't
stand.
Sit your ass down with your ugly ass spouse at home and miserable little motherfucker, I'm talking about like some people have to know that their spouse is ugly, and you love them for who they are. But do you ever sit down and be like, man, this motherfucker show is ugly? I really wonder. you know, some people look like they just married whoever the fuck came along just to say that they did it. I just swear to God.
Yeah, because of that, or, you know, because of their low self-esteem or because of financial reasons, obviously. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's just amazing to me. It's just really amazing. Really, you settle for less. Okay, well, that's you. I'm just saying.
Yeah, or financial reasons. Oh, he got money so I can run this situation. I could do this and I
exactly.
can do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. One thing about it is I will never marry for financial reasons. If that's the case, I would have been. What?
Oh,
that's
please.
Not
what?
Gonna happen. I mean, the what, you know, the person that, you know, that is a good friend of mine, and you know, we're in discussion. He's a freaking psychiatrist, but I would never marry him because he's a psychiatrist, right? I want to know who you are, and I want to know, you know what I'm saying, that everything about you, because you're a psychiatrist. That means you got to be a little bit damn crazy yourself.
Let's keep it real. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Let's not act like you went
behind to that psychiatrist. I need to see behind that psychiatrist title, right?
You have to have some sort of background in your head that, you know, I'm just saying that you just didn't get from school. I'm just saying.
Right. And he know it. And he said it, too. So, you know, we on the same page when it comes to that. Like, he know damn well that I know that this motherfucker's a little bit off. Like, come on now. You know, like I know that when you be choking the shit out of me during sex, that I know that there's some deep issues right here.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd be like, I like to be choked. I don't even have to tell him that I like to be choked. Like, you just automatically, just, you know, they choke you and put a little shake behind it. You like, hold on, this nigga crazy. Let me slow this thing here down a little bit. Let me see some things I need to see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be on investigative discovery yet. Not like this, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. Talking about, you know, that's all you need to snap. You out here holding everybody else's life together. And, no. So you know what I mean to say? Like, I mean, things like that, you know, you slow things down. I mean, at the end of the day, me being the person that I am, you know, I walk into work and I just play along, but I'm the shit.com when I leave out of there, right? And so me, you know, playing along with these freaking people is one of those things. It's like, okay, I've just come to do one thing, and if you come to do what you do, we all be done. Everybody's so worried about everybody else because everybody thinks their opinion matters. But what it tells me is that for every time that you talk about me and somebody has something to come back and tell me, it just lets me know just how miserable you are. And it feels so fucking good that I sleep so good at night and I wake up I say, I'm going in here to these miserable bitches. That feels really good. So keep up the good work.
Exactly. I mean, oh, my God.
It feels good to know that you fuckers are miserable.
Yeah, because I know that will never be me. I see those miserable faces when I do my other job, and I just say to myself, oh, my God, that will not be me. It's like I just don't get the fact. Well, I mean, you know, you know, we're born different, you know what I mean? You either have it in you or you don't. It's just not something you get taught. I just never, for the life of me, understand, well, if you're that miserable with your job or you're that miserable with what's ever going on in life, why do you let it control you? Why? I just don't get it. I don't understand. Hey, you're not the first or last. Hey, you can go out there and do what you got to do. If you have to go to school to get a better career, whatever you got to do, just do it. You just probably can't do it because you don't have the guts to do it. Now, for a person like me, I have the guts to do it. I said, screw it. You know what? Because I want to live myself, looking in my mirror and say, even if I fail, at least I tried with all my might. And no one can ever say, well, you didn't try. There's no woulda, shoulda, coulda. You know what I mean? I go out there, everything I've done in my life, I go out there and I gave it my all. If I didn't succeed, I could always say, hey, I tried. There's no, oh, you know, I didn't do my best, you know. No. You know, I could live with myself with that. You know, people got to understand, the most successful people have failed. And these people think like, oh, successful people never failed before. They never had a setback. Well, you're stupid if you think that. The most successful people have major setbacks. It's just a difference of they got their ass off their feet, whether a man or woman, dusted themselves off, put a little Band-Aid or two, whatever they got to do, with peroxide or not, and said, fuck this, I'm keep going. That's the difference, people and us. We keep going. That's the difference. I might be knocked on my ass. I know it's going to happen again, but guess what? I'm getting the fuck right back up. That's the difference. I'm a fighter. Most people don't have that mental. When I say a fighter, I'm not saying physically. I'm talking about mentally, you know, too. You know, I'm talking about mentally where, you know, they hit them in the ass and then they just let that shit eat them up, you know. Is it easy? No. But I do it. That's the difference. Can you people out there say that, who are like that the new Ms. Hubby Black's talking about? Can you do that? I can say that without even stuttering. I'm just saying. That's all. I'm not saying I'm the greatest. I'm not saying, you know, I'm the best. I just know that I could look myself in there and say, yeah, I go out there and do what I got to do, you know, and I'm going to make damn sure I'm going to get it done, you know, whatever I got to do, and I will do it. And that's the thing. I can see it. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's when. That's the difference. Patience is a big key. That's all. As long as you work hard, hard work does pay off, people. It does. You know, that's all I have to say. It's just people just make me laugh.
Right.
Worry about my shit, what I doing, and it's like, okay, all right, whatever. Consume your energy on that and not on yourself. Yeah, that's real smart. That's very smart. Worry about what I'm doing. Worry about where successful people like you doing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of what they should be focused on themselves and worry about that. That's what you should be doing. Guess what? The world would be a better place if that was the case. You know, it wouldn't be all this nonsense going on, all this bullshit. And I, when I say bullshit, all capital black bold letters. Okay? You need to wake the fuck up. It's ridiculous already. Wah, wah, wah. Why is that me? Wah, wah, wah. Look at what they got. Wah, wah, wah. Big fucking babies. Grown ass people acting like little fucking kids. Little kids know better. That's a damn shame. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? You come from my generation? Oh my God. Get the fuck out of my face. Jesus Christ.
Right.
We talk about new millennials, and to be fair with new millennials, not all new millennials are ignorant and stuff like that. There are new millennials out there that got head on their shoulders, believe me. Believe it or not, there are some. Not a lot, but there are some. So let's not act like this is a generational thing. To be fair, because I'm that type of person. I'm a fair person, you know. Regardless, if I don't like certain somebody, whatever, what's fair is fair. If I see something that they deserve props, I give them props. If they deserve criticism, they deserve criticism. And people need to stop with this. Oh, you're hating if you saying this about me. Well, if the shoe fits, why are you bitching? That's all I'm saying. It's one thing if someone's saying something that's not true, then you got a point. But if there's some truth to it, I'm just saying, you know, more than one person is telling you this, and it's people that you respect, I'm just saying, there's something going on. You know, that's all I'm saying. And people need just to, you know, get their heads out of their asses and fucking look themselves in the mirror and say, oh, my God, you know, I got to stop with this petty bullshit. I've never understood it. Obviously, you feel the same way. You know, we always focus on what we need to do, and we keep it moving.
Right.
You know, and I think that's why we respect each other, you know, and we have such great radio chemistry. That's why real recognize is real. It's not just a slogan, it's a fact. You know, it's not just some T-shirt that sounds good to put on a T-shirt. Real recognize is real. Hey, we can market that. No, it's a theory that I believe in. One of many.
Right.
Say anywho, you know, I'll open a school for that later. I love this show. We really
right. I really wanted to get that off of my chest tonight, you know. And I mean, like,
I see that you
understand, and you know, you know exactly, you know what I'm talking about. And you know, I've heard so many times like this does exist, and for me, it doesn't get me down because I'll happily accept my unemployment. And I won't have to pay anything back if they get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? My braces are completely paid for in a couple months. And my school is completely paid for after this class. I'm in my very last class. So, you know, I mean, it'll be more of a loss for them than it will be for me. I'll miss, you know, my friends that I communicate with, but everybody that I communicate with at work, I have their personal phone number. So, you know, outside of that part, you know, I mean, it's a great company, but sometimes you can work for a company that's great and you can just have some miserable people that get up and go to work and their life, it just sucks. And guess what? Since their life sucks, they want to make sure that somebody else's life sucks. And guess what? You can't do it because mine don't suck.
Exactly.
Mine just don't suck. Sorry.
Exactly. Your life don't suck. And then goes that theory of misery loves company. That's what society do, man. You know, society try to do that, especially when you come from the hood. They all try to bring you as a, why you want to do that for? You know,
and I come from the hood. I made it out.
Dude,
I am, you know, I'm semi successful again, you know, and I have a lot of things going on for myself. And so, you know, people are going to hate, you know, a potato going to potate. So,
I just don't understand that. I don't understand. Like, I swear to God, I'm not saying this on your show. When I see what you do, I'm so proud of you. From the, I know we only know each other for a couple of months. But I'm like, man, I'm proud of this woman. Because, you know, we got to remember, you're a woman of color. It's even harder. Let's keep it real. That's an extra couple of strikes. And for you, what you're doing, I'm proud of you. And that's no bullshit. That's real talk. No pun intended.
Not only the fact that a woman of color, you know, is strikes, but I'm a dark-skinned woman. So I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. If I was a light-skinned woman, I would probably be on by now. But I am
yeah,
not
like Halle
light
Berry
skinned.
Type.
I am
yeah.
not close to light skinned. I am
no,
old chocolate.
Nice and dark. Like I like
old
it. Like I like it. Nice and dark. Mm,
good
that's what I'm talking about.
Pieces of chocolate
yeah.
that melts in your mouth mm. and in your hands. Listen,
yes,
you know that
I do know.
Like it.
That's
like
why
it.
I love
but
you.
But guess
women.
What? I'm still gonna be consistent.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
I was
right.
just seeing that my homegirl, you know,
mm-hmm.
Facebook and Instagram, they got this thing where they lock onto your IP addresses on your phone.
Okay.
And that's what they did with me, and we were going back and forth having these conversations, and I just said fuck it because I'm switching. This phone, I have two phones, and one of them I'm switching out at
okay.
the end of the month. And when I switch
okay.
that phone out, of course, we're going to have a different IP address, and then that's when I'll do the account. But
gotcha.
She was just saying how they kept blocking, deleting all of her accounts because they recognized her IP address. And I said, that's the same thing that happened to me. It's quite funny.
Wow.
But for you, and, you know, it's the haters and so on and so forth. So for you to block or report my Facebook page and my movement is still going. My promotions are still going. My sponsor ads are still going. It was a sponsor ad that got 1,000 views in 2 hours.
Bam.
1,000 people seen it in 2 hours. So I can
not
imagine how many motherfuckers. People that have seen that thing right now. You know what I'm saying? Like my movement still goes. So, you know, for everybody that's just so miserable with life, man, thank you. Because one thing about me is I'm going to continue to be consistent, you know? Whatever
right.
it is that I do, I'm going to be mindful. I'm going to share my story. I don't run from my past. I embrace my past. That's who I was.
Thank
that's
you.
What I did.
Listen,
if I had a chance to live my life all over again, I would do it
you
in
do it
the
again.
Same manner.
Exactly.
Because guess what? If I wouldn't have did that, then I probably wouldn't be this person that I am right now, and I wouldn't risk that for the world.
Exactly.
Who the hell? Who would want to risk
what
not
I love
being
about you.
As awesome as I am right now? Like, come on, dude.
That's, okay,
I would
come
not
on.
Risk.
And,
I would
and
not risk who the hell I am.
Yeah, and that's what I love about you, too, is that, you know, your soul says a lot. I'm very perceptive. And, you know, like you're saying, you're cool peoples, you know what I'm saying, and you got your head you know, on your shoulders straight, you're doing what you're doing. That's a very hard combination to find, I'm just saying. It is a very hard combination to find, especially nowadays. So I got mad respect for you. I have mad love for you. And don't worry. Once I finish doing what I'm doing after this week, I'll definitely order your books. Trust me, I will.
Oh.
I definitely got to read your books. You know, I just don't talk it. I walk it. And I will definitely buy your books. Yes, I will buy them, ladies and gentlemen. I don't get no free copy. All right. So anybody think out there like I got some, you know, connection or some shit. No, I buy. Okay, I don't just support with words.
Stop
okay?
being so petty. Oh my God, I can't believe you're being petty right now.
Like really,
everyone
like
buys
real.
The books, right? Like everyone buys the books
saying.
Because this is, you know, this is a movement. This is what I'm doing. This is,
hell yeah.
you know, so everyone
Absolutely.
Buys the books. It's not like anybody
yeah, I don't get
is getting
no
any
privilege.
Free books.
Thank you. Thank
Why?
You.
No
exactly.
one does.
Shoot, I don't even get an excerpt. What do you think? I'm going to get a free book, too? Shit.
You know what?
I don't even get an excerpt. Shit.
You so
shit.
Yeah, I'm picking out two excerpts tonight or tomorrow
oh.
that will be
oh.
going out. Before, I didn't have
okay.
any excerpts, and now I'm putting some excerpts out, and I'm just so excited. And, you know,
awesome.
this deal actually sets to bring, you know, way more money to my pockets. And so,
good for you. Good.
I'm just really excited about the new deal.
Right? I can tell.
Once everything starts flourishing, it takes a while for checks
oh, yes.
to come in, right? So it's not one of
yes.
those things that you're like, you
uh-huh.
jump up and you're like,
well,
I get checks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
this
mm-hmm.
book is starting, it's coming out this month, and this is June, July, August. I won't start seeing revenue until August or something like that.
Okay.
For that. So, you know, it'd be like that. But I had enough sales to make sure that I had checks for June and July. So So
good.
I kind of made sure that I ran it, you know, concurrent so that, you know, the checks would still come in. And they'll just join the other situations from everything else that I've done in the past, right? You know, how many people can say that they've done something in their past and they will receive checks for the rest of their life?
I know. And that's the goal that I receive for the rest of my life.
But here's the thing. Here's the whole thing. So many people look down on porn, but it's a $1 billion industry. I'll let y'all think on that. I'm gonna go to a song about this billion dollar industry now.
That's a billion dollar industry,
but so many people have so much to say. It's the women that have something to say because your husbands are the ones who are watching it, and they're probably my
biggest fan.
So how about this?
That's right.
Face it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back.
I know. I'm a fan.
They need to face it. I know. I get it. Hey, that's my little song.
Nice song. I like it. I like that song.
It's a very nice song. People are so bitter in public, and they have whole different lives behind closed doors, and they are just so judgmental in public. And then, you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, when you got an income of $8,000 to $12,000 a month, a bitch will envy that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't ever say that y'all made $8,000 to $12,000 a month doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool.
You and your spouse income may give you that. And odds are it probably won't give you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
True. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Like, don't do me. We can have this discussion. It won't be. It won't be what you want. So mine is, I'm Googleable, baby. I'm fucking Googleable.
Oh, big time. Yes, you are.
I'm Googleable.
Big time. That's not just words. That's fact.
My net worth. Yes. Shit.
Big fact. That's all.
But anywho.
Facts on here. Exactly.
On a brighter note, you know, fuck everybody in their perception. You know,
yeah,
Facebook,
exactly.
Facebook was suspending everyone's account for 24 hours who shared Amber Rose's photo. It was hilarious. So then she was going back and forth with Pierce, raggedy ass Morgan, about him saying she was offended about her being nude from the waist down. And I said, any man that's offended from a woman being nude from the waist down is what gay men call a gay boy. Okay,
exactly.
A gay boy is not a gay not a gay man. Gay boy is somebody that's just too extra, just too gay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what my gay homeboy say. My gay homeboy say, I don't want a gay boy. You know what I'm saying? It's the difference between liking men and being a gay boy. And so I said, well, here's the thing. You can have grown men parading around on TV with women's clothes, nails, and acting like women, but a piece of art, a woman's body, is going to offend you. You guys got to be kidding me. You know, before the white man came up with this rule of clothes, we walked around with no clothes on. Do you know in Africa there are still some tribes that walk around with no clothes on because they don't adhere to the white man's way? They are still pure from their ancestors and their ancestors' ancestors, and they don't believe in going to spend money to cover up in clothes. So the rules in America are completely different than anyone else. Guess what? She broke the freaking internet. She didn't show the inside of her pussy. She didn't show her pussy look. She showed pubic hairs and a badass body and broke the internet. That's how you represent people. Listen, let me tell you something. All publicity is not going to be good publicity, but it'll be worth it, right? So you got people that mad, that take, as long as they talking about you, you doing it right. She won.
Yep.
She has a slut walk coming up. Everybody said, Amber, don't do it. She did it. She won. She won the world over with a badass body and some very well manicured pubic hair. I didn't know women still have pubic hairs. I guess the hell they do. Y'all, I've been shaving my thing all the way, Paul, since I've been 18, and I ain't never had a landing strip. Maybe because she was motivated, maybe I need to get me a landing strip now or something. Because she's just bald headed as she want to be. I just even feel better when she ain't got no hair, but I don't know. she was very well manicured and had it together. Shit, that bitch pubic hairs is manicured as the hair on her head. This is all around that. So, you know, just think like the simplest thing you could do, you know, and depending on who you are, you can make people go crazy. And it's just people in their perception. Everybody always has something to say. They want attention. They want to be heard. You know, they want to say something, you know, so they're going to say something like their opinion matters. But any grown man that says that her body offends you, listen, I understand. Please say it around me. That's gonna let me know that you are fucking boys when your wife is not around. All I'm saying, period.com. You're not gonna be a straight man and say, a woman's body offended me. She pointed out that the man was doing a campaign for, he was a white man, so apparently his dick was very small because. I forgot who the guy was, but the lady, she had her head wrapped around him, and then she had her hand covering his, you know, his pelvic region, and that's it. That's all that was there. And he was standing there butt naked and nude. So why was it okay with him? But when did it, it was an issue. And this bitch only had one hand over his area, so goddamn, it should have been an embarrassment because your dick was small. Why the hell would you pose a picture? I bet you couldn't put a brother up there and had a bitch put one hand and cover up his dick. That ain't gonna goddamn work. You're gonna need that bitch hand, arm, some of her elbow, and she might have to bring her head around in the damn picture to hide from that motherfucker. I said that just has to be a shame. I mean, hey, I love everybody, but you will never see me in a relationship, never have. I don't think I have any. I've definitely seen a white man that turned me on. Because at the end of the day, I already know your pecker is little, and I got a grown woman coochie. That little ass dick ain't going to do nothing for me. That's just not even play with it. Now, I've seen plenty of handsome white men, but I like dick. I like big dick. I like dick to reach regions that are sometimes unheard of. That's just my preference, okay? But, yeah. You know, he had to just really be lacking a lot. And I'm okay. I've dated some, you know, kings. African-American men with small penises, you know. I mean, hey, it's all good. It happens. I mean, I didn't take it serious or, you know, we probably did a lot of anal sex, but, you know, it happens. It happens. Saw a few, but it does. Some of the guys.
The stereotypes are 100% true.
The what?
I said the stereotypes are 100% true. Not all black men got huge dicks.
No. Now most
like saying what?
You know, baby. You know, so I don't know. I guess my luck be good. And then you know I size you up before I even go there. That's just like me. Yeah. Now, let me tell you. One time I was
good like that
guy.
Okay.
One time I was dating
like
this guy.
Go ahead. I'm curious now. Go ahead.
One time I was dating this guy, and I didn't size him up. And, you know, I'm very open, and I would ask to see a picture. And I didn't ask for a picture. I was just so gung-ho with, you know, how cool he was, X, Y, and Z. Baby, let me tell you something. This guy here, man, 2 months or something in, I decide, okay, let's just let it be. He's awesome, you know, he's a lot. And his pita was so small. And he wasn't a big guy or anything. He just had a small pita. And I said, you know, that just really don't happen too often, but I'm pretty good at kind of looking at a person's height and their hands and skin. And he was kind of, she's like 5'5"-ish, you know, 5'5", 5'4½", something like that. He wasn't the tallest of guys, but he wasn't really skinny. So I should have already known that he had a small pecker. Now, if he would have been 5'4 or something like that and really slim, then he would have been super packing. I don't know. I figured out the math on it. So he had the small, he was kissing on his ball small. And so I was like, you know, I mean, we had some amazing anal sex. I mean, that's just all that you could do for me. I mean, it would just be no point to even. It was so small, you wouldn't even give me mileage on myself. So it was just no point of me even going there. We just had amazing anal sex, and that was what it was, you know? Fuck you.
Mm.
But I think he kind of understood that
that
wasn't really working.
Okay.
Because he would be like, well, I want to do something different. I don't know what you want to do different. I mean, your options are limited. You know what I mean? Certain things just happen to come out. Sometimes it come out wrong. Sometimes it come out right. But, I mean, I was honest. So, honesty is the best policy. You know,
absolutely.
If you're limited, then you're just limited. Like, I wouldn't do you like that. I wouldn't intentionally let nobody drown. You know what I'm saying? And trust and believe. you know. You can marry somebody with a little tainter. And then your boyfriend on the side, he got a big tinta, and your boyfriend just don't know the difference. see, Mom, that's toys. And, you know, her toys stressed out. No, Habib stressed her out.
Yeah. I should have had 2 kids.
Yeah. You know, I'd be looking at these couples that be married and have children. And they dang on children be lighter than both of the people in a damn marriage. And you sit back like, all right, so, all right, I see you. Okay. Shit. You know, these women ain't shit. Straight up, right? Somebody, they married. Man, being married don't mean nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah.
No. Y'all sex life ain't great, man. You can't put them past that person. Like, I'm just trying to
tell
you. That's why people be around here taking care of children until they're 18 years old and then find out they ain't there. And this is from somebody that went to work every day that you thought was everything in the world, that didn't do no harm, that didn't do nothing bad. She wasn't no slut. She wasn't no thot. She was just a regular old lady. And them the ones that be fucking out the most.
Yep,
but guess
exactly.
What? A slut in a hole gonna fuck around, but she gonna make sure she use a rubber because she fuck around. Get it? Come on now. Let's not have this conversation.
Exactly.
And we'll do it. But anywho, what do you have going on for this week?
Oh, I have plenty on my plate this week. This Friday, as we all know, is the release of the Tupac Shakur bio movie, which I pray was done right. You know, as a big Tupac Shakur guy for many, many, many years, hopefully it's done right. That's all I pray for. I'll be doing a special show where I'll have PLMC or Spontaneous on with me, along with author Dahlia McCutcheon, who wrote I Testify, which I've been reading on recently, a great book, and one of the chapters is about her her life with Tupac, and we're going to talk about the movie, talk about their lives with Pac. We're actually going to contact a big-time Tupac fan that they don't know at this point that they're going to be called on. We're going to do that live. It's going to be cool. You'd be surprised the type of person this fan is. You know, it's something I'm very proud of. Something possibly the biggest show I've ever done in my life, especially with somebody that I respect so much, in Tupac Shakur. His birthday obviously is this Friday, which is the release of his movie. We're gonna have a big show about it, 2 hour special. It's gonna be different than my normal Benchwarmer show. This is all 2 straight hours of Pac. So we will also be playing his show list that he loved to play privately in his own confines of his home, songs that he liked, that he did, which we'll be playing, and a whole bunch of stuff. You know, a lot of people don't, he was a big-time social speaker. I'm going to play in 1992, ironically, he was in Atlanta, the Malcolm X dinner, where he talked real shit about society and stuff like that. I'll be playing that on this show. It's going to be an action-packed show. It'll be a show that I'm very proud of, exclusively presented by PLM TV Radio, which I'm part of. I'm proud of it to be part of the family big time. That'll be 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch it on Mixlr.com, MIXLR.com/EAR-owner. That's the live link.
Slow down and say it again.
That'll be the live link, ladies and gentlemen, is Mixlr.com. I'm sorry, us New Yorkers talk real fast. MIXLR.com. /EAR-owner, O-W-N-E-R. That's the live link. That's always the live link I have every week. And 3 to 5 p.m. this Friday on Mixlr.com/EAR-owner. Yeah, it's gonna be huge. I really can't wait for it. It's going to be mad cool. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And, and I usually do the other shows I do, you know, on – besides this show, obviously, these at the Dark Radio, Ms. V, another homegirl of mine. You know, I do the Talk About Sports at 6 p.m. on Thursdays on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. V, the Toilet, Ms. V, the Toilet, excuse me, MSVDATOYLADY. And also All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex on Friday nights, which yours truly, our host right here, knows something about. she was a participant in that show. 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday on blogtalkradio.com/MissVitaToyLady. She's the host on that one. I am the shotgun, as always, like I am on this show. I'm the co-pilot, lieutenant of the show. And, I can't complain. My life is very blessed. And, more big things yet to come. And trust me, when I find out, when I can officially talk about it, you will know too. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much. Oh,
social media.
Twitter. Yeah, I was just about to say. By the way, social media. On Twitter, you can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. That's YankeeMan1973 on Twitter. Our Instagram is JimmyA73, JimmyAce73. And on Facebook is my name, James Acevedo. That's Puerto Rican, if you don't know. Happy Puerto Rican Day to everybody out there. Hope you didn't act too stupid out there. You know, as long as you have fun, that's all I care about. Acevedo. And yeah, that's about it. That's enough for me anyway. In a nutshell, that's it. Thank you for the platform, as always. I appreciate it.
All right. So yeah, that's all about my co-host here, and he's on the show at least. He's on the show at least once a week.
At least.
And we love having him.
Oh,
this is so
awesome. Thank you. I can tell when you miss me because when you play a lot of music, I know you miss me.
Oh, God.
Notice that we didn't play one song until an hour into the show. I'm just saying. I see. But we had a good convo, to be fair. We had a good conversation going on with the topic we were saying tonight. That's one of the reasons why. But, I'm just saying. All right,
you
let's
are
go
so
move
crazy.
On. Go ahead, talk.
So,
yes, I am. That's okay.
Guys.
I love you too. All right, go ahead.
Oh, it is a black woman's right to be sexually and socially liberated. Self-care is a radical act. Afrosexology. You guys look it up. Afrosexology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely sexually liberated, honey. I am me.
Am
I am free. And it's the first thing that you could fucking do it. Care myself accordingly for this job, but I'm still going to have my fun. I'm not approved. Don't say that I'm going to be approved. I don't think I'll ever be approved. I get bored fast. So,
otherwise I'd be gone right now if I was boring. Would be great. Okay, thank you, James. Goodbye.
So check this out. You guys can follow me on Twitter. That's gonna be Miss Lovely Back to number one. That's MizzLuvliBlack, the number one. I'm on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, THENEW, Miss Lovely Black, MizzLuvliBlack. I also have created a Tumblr. Finally, this is my first Tumblr.
Oh, yes.
I heard
Tumblr.
That people
yeah.
have
the
had
Tumblr.
Previous Tumblrs,
yeah.
Tumblrs,
Tumblrs.
In my name, and that
oh,
was
really?
Not me.
Oh.
Or Tumblrs with footage of me or pictures of me. No, that's not me. So, I have my first official Tumblr, and that's going to be the new Miss Lovely Black .tumblr.com. So, it's in my name, and I post daily because whatever odds are that I'm posting on Instagram, I'm posting on Tumblr. I have my Instagram page. People can see me, you know, without sending me a friend request. I have a page open because I get more responses and you get more responses when you do that. When you take the lock off, and then I'm not doing anything that I have to lock my page. Before I had to lock my page because I was doing the most, and so now I try to keep it not PG. See, what's the next one up from PG? Not rated R. It's kind of in between.
PG-13? Is it PG-13 above PG? Yeah, some shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's above PG-13, though. It's a new category. I got to figure out a name for it.
Yeah.
So it's not rated R.
Black rated.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm rated to do Miss Lovely Black. So, yeah, don't look for anything in particular. I don't have anything that I'm, you know, turned up. I may have some, you know, postings or, you know, some, you know, covers of DVDs that I was on before. As I said before, I embrace my past. I do not run from my past. I am who I am.
Okay.
And I'm thankful to be who I am. It's just an amazing feeling to be me, you know. Probably should try it, because the one thing I do have is some of the most amazing sex ever. To send music, you can send it to inquiry, number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. If you want to book me, I am still looking to add people to the team. Please feel free to inbox me or email me. You can send emails also to inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. Music for the show, send it in MP3 form to inquiries, the new Miss Inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at gmail.com. I have some shoots coming up, so I want to be like the super bad photographers, not the ones that's charging $250 for two looks and you ain't all of that and all of that. Like, let's be real. But I'm looking super dope photographers and videographers. That know how to edit and have a quick turnaround time. So please get at me. Send me an email. Hit me in my inbox. I am also still looking for a publicist. I found one, but I got to make sure. All right, so I'm still leaving that open. I'm looking for a publicist. So, you know, just get at me. The team is amazing right now, and I'm looking to add on to the team and to continue to flourish in what we do. We do this we do this on Sunday and Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/ the new Miss Lovely Black.
Absolutely.
And
I'm sorry. I remember hearing all your show last week. I remember you saying, because once you get free from your school work, you know, going to classes and stuff, that you might do other days too out of the blue.
Yeah, I'm in my last class in school, and I will be finished with this class the end of July. So this is like, God, this is what I've been waiting on. Because I have been extremely tight, and I think that my schedule is picking up for July for that reason. But, you know, with everything that's already rolling and in place, you know, I don't know. I think this week I'll get a better itinerary and schedule for my July month. Hopefully I will get it this week. That's what I've been waiting on, so I can know what to do. And then as things are starting to unfold, then I'll start to fill you guys in. But I really don't have to fill you in. You'll see it. I mean, I can assure you, you will see it. So it's just a lot of awesome things that are going on that I love it, man.
I love it.
So that's all my contact information. I'm not on Facebook yet. I will let you guys know when I'm back on Facebook. But you can go and like the authoress, the new Miss Lovely Black's page. That has to have some cosmetic work done because somebody else set it up. So it's not really up to par as I would like it, but it's there. So you can take advantage of the opportunities to follow what I'm doing. That's authoress, AUTHORESS, the new Miss Lovely Black on Facebook. You can definitely go like that page and follow it, and I'll continue to update you via that. If you're on any other social media platform, please follow me there, because I really don't have any rush to go back and start Facebook back up when I have a bigger fan base in that area. So
Exactly.
That's my time. We will hopefully do this again on Wednesday. I don't see why not at this point for a show on Wednesday. Maybe, just maybe, I'll let you pick out a topic and let you be the host and I co-host. So that's more than enough days, even if you can make it, to tell you or to tell me what the topic is going to be. That's more than enough days. Don't you think?
Yeah. Hopefully, I will be available Wednesday. I cannot promise anything. Wednesdays are usually not good.
Okay.
But I'll let you know before then. You know me. I always tell you ahead of time. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes too far ahead. But, yeah, I mean, cool.
Well, it's better than last second, right? I'm just saying.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Better
than trust me.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm professional. Through and through.
Yeah, you. Well.
Well.
You do your best.
I think that's
right.
I do my best. Well,
yeah.
You know, I think I'm well, professional. Okay, whatever.
Look, you know you better leave. You better stop while you're ahead.
Yes, my dear. Yeah.
you know, I keep
too much of an open book.
Trash.
You know how I am. Sometimes I'm too honest for my own good. Anyway.
You know, you're going to leave the open book thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's a topic.
Work. But,
yeah, topic.
Thank you guys for listening in. And make sure you share the show. And, you know, any feedback would definitely, I would love it. I'm still debating whether I'm going to update, but I think I really need to because I need to kind of get some things off my chest, whether they like it or not. And that's just the thing.
Exactly.
I don't want to be that person, but I still need to get it off my chest. So I have to figure out how I'm going to carry on with that situation, and that's something that I still have to deal with. But I appreciate everybody for listening in and the support. We missed one day, and the listeners were coming in. So just know that you can always go back and listen to our other shows that we have at blogtalkradio.com/Black. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight and every other night that you tune in. Spread the word. Let's make it bigger than life. Thank you very much, and you have a great night, James, and everybody else, good night.
Yes, you too, sexy mommy. Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a good Sunday night. Peace out. This is me.
Bye.